SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Wir sind SBS German. Weitere Inhalte finden Sie auf sbs.com.au/German.
Heute Abend wird die Regierung den Haushalt für das kommende Jahr vorlegen. Es ist der dritte Haushalt, für den Schatzmeister Jim Chalmers verantwortlich ist. SBS News gegenüber hat er die wichtigsten Punkte bereits erläutert. Chalmers zufolge soll der Haushalt in erster Linie Entlastung bringen, um der starken Inflation und der hohen Lebenshaltungskosten entgegenzuwirken.
Oh, we need to always do better and we can do better. And that's why people doing it tough are such a focus in this budget. You know, this budget will be a responsible budget, but it will ease the pressures that people are facing right around the country, and it will also invest in the future, and it will be particularly cognizant of the pressures that vulnerable people feel in our society.
Anfang des Jahres hatte die Regierung Änderungen an der dritten Stufe der Steuersenkungen angekündigt, bekannt unter dem Namen Third Stage Tax Cuts. Sie waren der letzte Schritt der von der früheren Koalitionsregierung beschlossenen Steueränderungen. Damit sollte eine Steuerklasse abgeschafft werden. Einkommen zwischen 45.000 und 200.000 Dollar sollten mit einem Satz von 30% besteuert werden. Der neue Plan sieht eine Verteilung der Kürzungen auf die bestehenden Steuerklassen vor. Der Steuersatz wird von 32,5 auf 30% gesenkt. Außerdem werden die Freibeträge für die Steuerklassen erhöht. Diese Änderungen bilden Chalmers zufolge die Eckpunkte der Maßnahmen zur Senkung der Lebenshaltungskosten.
Well, I think what people will see on Tuesday night is a real focus on these cost of living pressures and not just us acknowledging that people are doing it tough, but actually doing something about it. There will be billions of dollars in relief and assistance for people who are under the pump, in addition to a tax cut for every taxpayer, which is the main cost of living help in the budget.
Chalmers hat außerdem die Wohnungsnot zu einer der Prioritäten im diesjährigen Haushalt erklärt.
Well, rents are too high and we don't have enough homes. And that's why one of the highest priorities in this budget is to invest extra billions of dollars into trying to build more homes for Australians to make it easier to build and rent and buy with a special particular focus on social housing and affordable housing.
Ein moderater Ansatz des Haushalts soll die Inflation eindämmen. Doch Chalmers zufolge sei es schwierig vorherzusagen, was in der derzeit unsicheren Weltwirtschaft passieren wird.
Well, what the forecast, what the expectations will show is that our budget has a role to play and is playing a role in getting inflation down in our economy. Obviously, forecasts are difficult at the best of times and these are especially volatile times. But we've made good progress on inflation in the last couple of years. But it's not mission accomplished because people are genuinely still under pressure. And the budget will be about alleviating some of that pressure at the same time as we deal with this inflation challenge in our economy.
Aber der Schatzmeister betonte auch, dass die Inflationsprognosen im Moment besser sind als noch zur Jahresmitte.
Well, you'll see the forecasts in the context of the budget. We always update our inflation forecasts. We're actually a little ahead of where we thought we might be in the mid-year update in December. We're actually travelling a little bit better on inflation than was anticipated around 6 months ago. But we know that people are still under pressure.
Dem Sydney Morning Herald gegenüber hatte Chalmers gesagt, dass eine höhere Geburtenrate gut wäre. Er räumte aber ein, dass die Erziehung von Kindern eine finanzielle Herausforderung sei. Um diesen finanziellen Druck etwas abzumildern, wird ab dem 1. Juli 2025 der bezahlte Mutter- oder Elternschutz durch einen Beitrag in den Superannuation Fund ergänzt. Diese Maßnahmen sollen es Familien leichter machen, sich für Kinder zu entscheiden.
Well, the point that I made the other day was that it costs a lot to have kids and people make their own choices and I don't for a minute pretend that I have a say in the choices that people make. My job is to make it easier if they want to make that decision. You know, one of the reasons people are making different choices is because it's expensive to have kids. It's not for us to dictate people's choices, But by investing billions of dollars in early childhood education, extending paid parental leave, and now paying superannuation on the government's paid parental leave scheme at a cost of $1.1 billion in this budget on Tuesday, we're trying to give people more choices.
In ganz Australien versuchen die Regierungen, die Krise der geschlechtsbezogenen Gewalt zu bewältigen. Die Albanese-Regierung kündigte letzte Woche eine Zahlung von $5,000 an, um Frauen zu unterstützen, die aus gefährlichen Situationen fliehen. Der Schatzmeister betonte aber, dass noch mehr getan werden muss.
Well, I think that payment is important. It's an opportunity for people who have to leave to try and recognize the really extreme pressure that they're under, and it's part of a much bigger investment in the budget. I think from memory more than $3 billion in the budget for this really important area. But we know that it's never enough while women are still unsafe in our community. You know, we want people to be able to make the right decisions for their safety. We want to support those choices. We want to fund the services and the assistance that people need. But for as long as women still aren't safe in our community, we know there's more work to do.
Ein weiteres Thema im Haushalt wird die Zuwanderung aus Übersee sein. Diese soll reduziert werden.
Net overseas migration next year will be half what it was last year. That's partly because of the levers that we are pulling, in addition to the normalisation of the program. The increase in net overseas migration was largely a function of the students and overseas tourists coming back faster than was anticipated during COVID. And we've responded as any responsible government would and should to make the program as robust and responsible as it can be. And you'll see the fruits of that as the net overseas migration number gets down to more normal levels.
Das System zur Bewertung von Qualifikationen von Einwanderern, die im australischen Bau- oder Wohnungswesen arbeiten wollen, soll verbessert werden. Davon sollen 1.900 potenzielle Einwanderer mit vergleichbaren beruflichen Qualifikationen profitieren. Woher genau diese Bewerbungen kommen werden, ist bisher unklar. Aber Chalmers sagte, dass es nicht ungewöhnlich sei, bestimmte Nationalitäten für qualifizierte Zuwanderung anzusprechen.
We need skilled workers, and the first responsibility and the first priority is to train more Australians for those roles, but there's always a role for skilled migration as well. The design of that program changes over time. We want good builders and good construction workers trained here and brought from around the world, wherever that might be. Oh, it's not unusual in the migration system to try and work out which workers we need, and sometimes they come from some parts of the world and sometimes from others. Our job is to make sure we've got the overall system right, training Australian workers, using skilled migration not as a substitute for that, but as a complement to that, and that's what this scheme is about.
Labor hat letzte Woche die Pläne zur Gasversorgung veröffentlicht und damit bestätigt, dass man auch in Zukunft auf fossile Brennstoffe angewiesen sein werde. Dem Schatzmeister zufolge liege der Fokus der Regierung aber weiterhin auf erneuerbaren Energien.
The overwhelming focus of this budget is renewable energy because we take the climate change challenge seriously. There will be billions of dollars in the budget for the net zero transformation that we need to see in our economy and around the world so that we can deal effectively with climate change.
Details über die australischen Ausgaben für Hilfe im Nahen Osten wollte Chalmers nicht vor der öffentlichen Bekanntgabe des Haushalts nennen.
People will have to see. I mean, obviously our aid program and our broader funding takes into consideration what's happening in the world. We know that that there are consequences, obviously, of rising tensions in the Middle East, and we're cognizant of that. But all of the detail of that will be there on Tuesday night.
Lust auf weitere Interviews und Geschichten? Uns gibt's auf allen großen Podcast-Plattformen wie Apple, Google und Spotify.